see. Now, what about horses? Did you have
them? Horses and mules. That's what that used to plow the, to pull the plows.
Now, a mule is a cross between a horse and, wait a minute.
Jenny.
Some kind of a donkey, is that right? Mm-hmm. What's a jenny?
It's a donkey.
It's a female.
Female donkey. Oh. Is there a name for a male donkey? I just wonder.
I don't know if it is.
Now, did you usually use mules for drawing the plow and things like that?
Well, you use more mules than horses, but a lot of people had horses.
What, were there any different kinds of horses, or were they just sort of regular old horses?
Well, there wasn't any. We didn't know the breed up much, did we?
Most were just draft horses, what they had back then.
You know, there's draft horses and race horses, different types of horses, and these that we'd raise were bred, you know, to pull loads, and they weren't race, they weren't
and
any good for race horses.
Heavier built, bigger. Part of that, I was thinking of different ways that you got around. You were telling me about the wagon last time. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if the wagon was about the only thing that you used to travel back.
Well,
early,
as far back as I can remember, it was. Some people had carts. They just had two wheels instead of four. And that was just to ride on, so just a little seat up, you know, between the wheels.
One horse, probably, right?
Yeah.
Was the horse harnessed in the same way to one of those?
Yeah.
Just the same collar? The collar?
Collars and the traces and everything.
Well, later on, did most people get cars, or did the people?
Well, they had buggies first.
Okay, what's a buggy?
Well, it was with four wheels, but it wasn't built like a wagon, you know, as the lighter weight. And some of them had, most buggies had one seat, and they'd had a kind of a canopy of a thing, frames, steel frames, you know, with a cover over it. A lot of them did, some of them just open. And then they were the two-seated ones. They'd call them surreys, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or carriers. We
racks,
had one of those.
And would they be pulled by one horse?
Well, some were pulled by one and some by two.
I see. Did somebody in your area build these, or did you have to go get them somewhere else?
No, they kept the stores, kept them. The store kept them selling, kept buggies and wagons both.
I don't know of anybody that built wagons, and they didn't try to build them. Uh-huh.
What if one of your wagons or buggies broke? I mean, did you have to? Did people?
Blacksmith shop fix them.
Oh, a blacksmith could repair a buggy. Yeah. They did more than just putting shoes on horses.
They put in new spokes in the wheel. Well armed and broke.
They did a lot of other things like that?
Yeah, they'd sharpen the plows that they put on the plows, you know, to break the ground. They'd sharpen those plows.
Yeah, for some reason just thought of the blacksmith as the one who put the shoes on.
Well,
that was it.
They shoe mule and horses too, the blacksmith would.
Did, how do you do that? Do you know offhand?
Have to get their foot up. Hold it, put it in between your legs, hold it there, draw a knife, throw that hoof off.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the shoe and get to fit that hoof down there and put it on.
Drive nails in it.
Oh, nails.
Took the nails, let it go in a piece and then come out. But that wouldn't go in it quick, you know.
Oh, just into the. And then, why did they have to shoe horses? What's
well,
the purpose of it?
Their feet would wear out too bad.
They'd wear it off. They'd get quick. They couldn't hardly walk.
I see.
There's a rocky ground. Take the road around now, they wouldn't take a little bit to wear the hoofs off on these paved roads.
I see. It's just
doing so much traveling and pulling plows and things, they'd just walk and walk until they'd wear their feet out.